The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The winter of 1623 had been especially hard for the Pilgrims. At one point, they'd been reduced to 5 kernels of corn per person per day. That's right, only 5 kernels of corn each day to live on. Somehow they had survived. Spring finally came and they anxiously planted their crops. They now had great hopes of having a good harvest and storing it up to avoid hardship this coming winter. But then the rain stopped. 12 weeks would go by with hardly any rain at all. They finally realized God was trying to get their attention. They called for a day of fasting and prayer to seek God's face to find out the cause of the drought. They worshiped and prayed earnestly for God to show them their sin. As He did, they began to confess their wrongs to Him and to one another. As they honestly opened their hearts and revealed selfish attitudes toward a neighbor and asked them to forgive them, the joy began to flow. They knew they were meeting with God, and He was pleased with their confessions to Him and to one another. It was then they simply asked Him to let the rain return. When they left the meeting house that afternoon about 5 p.m., the clouds had already gathered on the horizon, and by the next morning were releasing a gentle rain that came off and on for the next 2 weeks. It completely revived their crops and saved their lives. It also began to save the Indians' lives for eternity, because when they saw how the Pilgrims' God answered prayer, they began to turn to Him and receive Jesus Christ as their Master and true God. Today we find ourselves in a similar situation. While on the surface it may not seem as bad as the Pilgrims' trial, in reality it is. God is trying to get our attention as Americans. According to Jeremiah 27:8, God uses famine, sword, and pestilence to judge His people in order to bring them to repentance. He's doing all three with us right now. Famine speaks to the financial means of a nation. We now have the biggest financial crisis since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Sword speaks of war coming on a people. We're now embroiled in a conflict that's lasted 6 years, and there's no end in sight. Pestilence refers to disease coming on a people. Because of our liberal teaching about sex, now 1 in 4 Americans has a sexually transmitted disease. Wouldn't you say God is trying to get our attention? That's the good news. God still wants our attention. Had He given up on us, another nation would be flying their flag in Washington, D.C. right now. And while that does loom on the horizon, there is still yet time for us to cry to Him in repentance. There is yet opportunity to fall on our face and admit that these lives we've called our own are not our own. They are His. Will you heed the Scriptures and join with thousands of us who are getting on our knees and crying to Him in repentance for neglecting Him and the reading of His Word? Let us return to Him and commit to obey what we find in the Bible, whatever it is. Will we believe His Word that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness? Will you commit to read His Word from beginning to end as a practice for the rest of your life, obeying it and teaching it to your children? We can do this, or we can live as slaves. The choice for now is ours. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our seminars and revival meetings, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.